Blog Talk Radio.
Thinking I really, 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 really run this bitch.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Wait.
One goddamn minute.
Wait.
Hold up, wait a minute.
Wait.
Start shit, then I finish. Hard head on list.
On list.
Diamonds on my wrist, glitz.
Glitz.
Nigga, let me feel tremendous.
Tremendous.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Wait.
Wait a minute.
Woo.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Wait.
Wait a minute.
Woo.
Start shit, then I finish.
Finish.
Hard head on list.
On list.
Diamonds on my wrist, glitz.
Glitz.
Nigga, let me feel tremendous.
Tremendous.
Get them clothes doing dirty, I ain't showing love. 11,000 all one.
If I took some, get it in blood on. Give a fuck where we was. Bitch, I got my own. If I don't need security in the club. All they wolfing on the net, nigga. I thought you was a thug. I ain't got nowhere to go. I shot up everywhere they was. Yeah, you know who took this shit from you. Come get it back in blood. Bitch, come get it back in blood. We ain't mask up, no Dodge Dress. Niggas know who it was. It's doing shit just like the 80s. Want some back, get it in blood. God. Yeah, you know who took that shit from you. Come get it back in blood.
Killed your man, you keep on talking. Better get that shit in blood. Get my shorty, them a dub. Then they gon' walk inside this club. Hit his little ass with that switch. I bet that switch up his nerve. Fuck the odds inside my city. Lil' bro, put them in the mud. You can't come back to your hood, huh? I wish he would come. Z-Roy pop up out that car with that new Glock. I wish he would run. Hit that splint, bitch, I'm really icy. Really icy.
Push icy, that's my dog. But pull, you know I'm really shy.
My nigga. You told all them OT niggas that you really sly. Tell the truth about your game, bitch, they really dying.
Bitch, I got my own. If I don't need security in the club. All they wolfing on the net, nigga. I thought you was a thug. I ain't got nowhere to go. I shot up everywhere they was. Yeah, you know who took this shit from you. Come get it back in blood. Bitch, come get it back in blood. We ain't mask up, no Dodge Rex. Niggas know who it was. It's doing shit just like the 80s. Want some back, get it in blood. Yeah, you know who took this shit from you. Come get it back in blood.
Bitch,
Production. Matthew and I were discussing some of the things about why you've discounted on a subconscious level some of the things that have happened, because absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. And he said something very profound for an Australian. This is heavy-duty shit. But he said, I decided to do it, even though it was stupid, I decided to do it. Stupid meaning the follow the process to an intellectually bright guy who's an engineer. And see, you won't. You'll figure out a better way. And he followed the stupid process that works. And has been working for 45 years, 20-some years before when I was doing it, and 22 years since I've been coaching. And he called it. He wasn't trying to be insulting or anything. He says, I just decided to follow this, you know. How did you say it?
Instead of trying to be smart, I would just try to be stupid, shut that part off of my brain, and just do it.
And what happens? He did it. And that's why it's hard for the YouTubers and all the other, because you can't dumb down. You will not believe that it's easy. You can't, you know, you won't. But he put it very succinctly. He just dumbed down and shut off that part of his brain and just followed the steps. You don't need fucking case studies. You have a fucking template. You have a motherfucking script that a fucking monkey can read. That Alex wants a fucking case study because he wants to know the shit behind it, because he's stupid. And that's why he's fucking poor. You don't need any motherfucking case studies. How many fucking times do I have to say? You have the fucking script. I said, don't change a fucking word on the script. Not a comma. If it's got misspelled fucking words, send it out misspelled. The last thing you fucking need is a fucking case study. This is why you're fucking poor. This is why the cocksuckers watching this on YouTube are so fucking poor.
That girl got you too excited. That money had you too, so excited. Them cars had you way out your character. That jewelry got you way out your character. Them girls got you way out your character. The fame got you way out of character. The floor got you way out of character. I showed you love, now you way out of character. I should've known you would cross me. I should've known you would cross me. I should've known you were talking. I should've known you.
I should've known you would cross me. Because I'm on and I'm saucy. And I'm gone and you salty. Steam coming from your head like a coffee. My reality is better than your dreams, nigga. My whole pussy hole is wetter than your dreams, nigga. My whole legs spread wider than your wings, nigga. Put your head in a microwave thing, nigga. You out of character, slime, you out of character. And me, I'm out of patience, sick and tired like malaria. These hoes like mosquitoes, these niggas trying to be hoes. What happened to that boy? And I ain't pushing Tito. Super, where the cup at? I'm working on my comeback. Girl, I'm with got much class, but she got a dumbass. I keep a money bag, a drug bag, and a gun bag. These niggas ain't even shining, making the sun mad. Rappers in my lunch bag, me and Future have a full fight. Bedroom full of new dice, old green and new white. That's old money, that's new coke, that's young money. That's 24/7365, that's cash money. I'm like, who-oh, who-oh, who-oh.
I should've known you were cross me.
Yeah, who-oh.
I should've known you were cross me.
I tell them,
I should've known you were cross me.
I tell them, adios.
I should've known you were cross me.
I'm on my patio.
I should've known you were cross me.
Thinking about Hollywood.
I should've known you were cross me.
I tell them, adios.
I should've known you were cross me.
Yeah.
I should've known you would cross me. I was looking in your eyes, you ain't built like that. You ain't built like that.
I should've known.
I should've known you would cross me.
I should've known.
I should've known you would cross me.
They say I ain't a rapper, I'm a trapper. I be with the robbers and the killers and the kidnappers. I'll fuck your bitch in your crib. Watch the kids out for still. Fuck a bitch. Fuck the ring, motherfucker, pout. I don't. I should've known she ain't really love me. I should've known she just wanna fuck me. I fucked up, don't judge me. I got this money and I ain't turn it down. This money turn your life up or bring your family down. Some of the closest nigga to me now come around. And some of the closest nigga to me, I gun them down. Real. I should've known you would cross me. I'm from the hood, it wouldn't taught me. Go hard until they owe me.
I should've known you would cross me. I should've known you would cross me.
Pull up, love.
Where you at?
I'm around the way. I'm waiting on you. Pull up.
Alright, I'm coming.
I should've known you were close to me. I should've known you were close to me.
Hello?
I should've known you were close to me. I got some niggas that was there. They ain't no longer there. I don't care. I don't cry about it. And I'm barely getting sleep anyway. I should've known you were close to me.
Cold-hearted nigga with the blocker, blocker. Gotta keep it on me, I wanna die young. I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6. I'ma gon' post bail, just look at my wrist. Tell me why the legends always gotta die quick. When I'm in traffic, gotta slide with the beam on me. Cause I keep out 10 racks bustin' out the jeans on me. Nigga be hatin', I'm rich, it's all about the cream, homie. If I ever get caught lackin', they gon' fly. Ever since I got the rollie, I ain't got the time. Flawless diamond niggas can't never block the shine. They know I'm ballin' in the city like DeRozan. Gotta keep my niggas round me, I can't do the wrong friend. I was knocking down walls, now they closing in. Hopped off the porch and then I hopped inside the Porsche. Ayy, fuck being the side nigga, I'ma be the main court. Whip the rolls like a young nigga made.
I ain't tryna die young, so I gotta ride with one.
Stood 10 toes down in my Balenciaga. He ran out on a nigga, that's a shot, shot. Cold hearted nigga with the blocker, blocker. Gotta keep it on me, I wanna die young. I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6. I'ma gon' post bail, just look at my wrist.
Tell me why the legends always gotta die quick. Tryna get my bag, I had to go and make it happen. Me and my dogs, we was buzzing out them bandos. Count out them hundreds, then we throw it in the mattress. Wrap it in plastic and throw it in the attic. I be in the streets, nigga, I stand ten toes. Any nigga in my situation would've been fold. We was trapping out the basement, made it back tenfold. Gotta stay out the way, that's why I'm always on the tenfold. We was fighting fair cases, remember I was 2-0. Nigga was fighting depression, sipping syrup, I was moving slow. I was down below, but still I always kept my head up. Nigga gotta get my bread up, I don't wanna die young. I ain't tryna die young, so I gotta ride with one. Still 10 toes down in my Balenciaga. He ran out on a nigga, that's a shot, shot. Cold hearted nigga with the blocker, blocker. Gotta keep it on me, I wanna die young. I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6. I'ma gon' post bail, just look at my wrist. Tell me why the legends always gotta die.
All right, peace to the gods. Let me start these lives up and get the show started. Hope everyone's doing well out there. I know I am. All right. I'm live on YouTube. I'm live on Instagram. So we can get started. All right. So, you know, I just got back from the Remedy Conference. It was a real nice function at an A1 hotel. It was around 200 people. And, you know, I rocked the house, got a standing ovation. Everyone's like, wow, man, yeah. I ain't never heard it like that. No one's ever showed. And the funny thing is, I had to just do it off the fly. You know, it was no place for me to hook up my computer so I could actually show the laws how I would normally teach. So I just, you know, started teaching off the dome. You know, of course, I did my jokes and all that. And the audience really enjoyed it. The problem was I was the headliner, so I was the last one to speak. And I ain't finished speaking until like 1, and then so many questions, man. I didn't get back up to my room until about 2, so it was crazy. But if you missed it, they supposed to be working on another one, maybe in Vegas. I believe in Vegas, so look out for that. It should be a doozy, and all that. I really didn't get a chance to see most of the other speakers because I had did an interview for a documentary too. So I was kind of busy, but I'm sure they were dope in the whole nine. But let me get to today's show. I said last week we was talking about, you know, what is it called? The Expatriation Act of 1863. And I said this week we were going to go over it. We was going to read it. So let me put this in the chat so y'all can see where I'm reading from. And you might be asking, well, Jonah, why are you reading that? What that got to do with anything? Well, this is the act that you're supposed to have expatriated just before they enacted the Black Codes, the Reconstruction Act, because under the Reconstruction Act, they was going to force everyone to be citizens of the United States, even if they weren't. And it didn't work out for us. And it's things in here you got to know. You never did. Your parents never did. It's impossible that it happened to you. So let's go into it. It says, an act to establish the Bureau of Immigration and Naturalization and to provide for a uniform rule of naturalization of aliens throughout the United States. Being enacted by the Senate and the House of Representatives of the United States of America in Congress assembled, that the designation of the Bureau of Immigration in the Department of Commerce and Labor is hereby changed to the Bureau of Immigration and Naturalization, which said Bureau, under direction and control of the Secretary of Commerce and Labor. Now, did y'all notice that they telling y'all when y'all are naturalized, you naturally go into Bureau of Commerce and Labor. So you are an employee as a citizen. Right here as this act is explaining to you. In addition to duties now provided by law, shall have the charge of all matters concerning naturalization of aliens. That it shall be the duty of the said Bureau to provide for the use at the various immigration stations throughout the United States books of records, wherein the commissioner in the immigration shall cause a registry to be made in the case of each alien arriving in the United States from and after the passage of this act, and the name, age, occupation, personal description, including height, complexion, color of hair, and eyes, the place of birth, the last residence, the intended place of residence in the United States, and the date of arrival of said alien, and if entered through a port, the name of the vessel in which he comes. And it shall be the duty of the said commissioner in immigration to cause to be granted to such aliens a certificate of such registry, which the particulars thereof. Now, if you paid attention to what I just read, all that data that they said had to be in your immigration paperwork, it's on your birth certificate thing, huh? Everything that they said had to be done on that certificate is in the birth certificate, because the birth certificate is your alien registration. You bring Brongan to the port of the United States without your knowledge or consent, right? So then we go to Section 2, that the Secretary of Commerce and Labor shall provide said Bureau with the additional furnished offices. We don't care about that. Let's skip to 3. The exclusive jurisdiction of naturalized aliens as citizens of the United States is hereby conferred upon the following specified courts: United States Circuit and District Courts, now existing, or which may hereafter be established by Congress in any state, the United States District Courts in territories of Arizona, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Hawaii, Alaska, Supreme Court of the District of Columbia, the United States Courts of the Indian Territory, also all courts of record in any state or territory non-existing or which may hereafter be created, having a seal, a clerk, and jurisdiction in actions at law or equity or law and equity in which the amount of the controversy is unlimited. So it just broke down how your clerk of court in any state is an immigration clerk. Now, what you got to realize is your court registrar on your birth certificate, which is a clerk, which registered you as a United States citizen. Right? Yes, any court of record with a clerk, you being naturalized. Mm-hmm. Now, we keep on reading because we know, well, when they start going into how to expatriate, we might have to take this process. We might have to do this process. That the naturalization jurisdiction of all courts herein specified state territorial with the respective judicial districts of such courts. The courts hereby specify shall, upon the registration of the clerks of such courts, be furnished from time to time by the Bureau of Immigration and Naturalization with such blank forms as may be required in the naturalization of aliens, and the certificates of naturalization shall be consecutively numbered and printed on safety paper furnished by the said bureau. Section 4. Alien may be admitted to become a citizen of the United States in the following manner, not otherwise. First, he shall declare on oath before the clerk of any court authorized by the Act of to naturalize aliens and his authorized deputy in the district in such aliens reside 2 years at least prior to their admission. And after he has reached the age of 18 years, that is a bona fide his intention to become a citizen of the United States and to renounce forever all allegiance and fidelity to any foreign prince, potentate, state, sovereignty, or particularly by name to the prince, potentate, state, sovereignty of which the alien may be at the time a citizen or subject. Now, what you got to ask yourself, when did you take that oath in front of a clerk? You was a baby in the United States when you were born, and they just did it. You never took an oath. Now, they try to do some bullshit, like in school when I was growing up, what they would do is make us do a Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. They were trying to say that's when you took your oath. But let me ask you a question. You're a minor. How are you going to take an oath? It's fraud. It's 100% fraud. How could you take an oath as a minor? You can't. And you never signed a declaration saying you had an intention to become a United States citizen. It's sleight of hand. You see what I'm saying? See, we're going to use their law to step to the legislator and stop this shit. This is why we're putting together, you know, the Patreon so we can start doing our petitions to these people. We're going to start it real soon. I'm working on starting a video on it this week with my man Shaka. And we're going to get it rocking. So let me read on. 2 years at least prior to the admission and hereafter, he has reached the age of 18 that is bona fide his intentions to become a citizen of the United States. So they told you straight up, you had to do it at the age 18. They had y'all do it in school at 5, 6, 7, 8, right? They don't have the Pledge of Allegiance once you get to high school, right? So let me go on. Renounce forever the allegiance and fidelity to any foreign prince, potentate, state, sovereignty, and particularly by name of the prince, potentate, state, sovereignty, in which the alien may be at the time a citizen or subject. And such declaration shall set forth the name, age, occupation, personal description, place of birth, last foreign residence of allegiance, and the date of arrival, and the name of the vessel, if any, in which he came to the United States. The present place of residence in the United States of said alien. Provided, however, that no alien who is conformity with the law enforced at the date of the declaration has declared his intention to be a citizen of the United States shall be required to renew such declaration. Now, in our declaration being a Moor, we have not put in our age, occupation, and personal description, and the place of birth. That's something that we might have to put in our declarations. See, that's what I'm talking about. I do things by the law. But let me go on. Second, not less, hey, London, Thursday evening, I need you to set up a, what's that I do my webinars on? Go to meeting, because I'm going to have a class on, and we're going to upload it up on Patreon. Thank you, son. Okay, let me go on. Second, not less than 2 years, no more than 7 years after he has made such declaration of intention, he shall make a file and duplicate a petition in writing signed by the applicant in his own handwriting. Now, did you hear that? It got to be in your own handwriting, your declarations. Did we know that? No, we did not. The intention, he shall make and file the duplicate petition in writing signed by the applicant of his own handwriting and duly verify in which the petition such applicant shall state his full name, his place of residence by the street number, if possible, his occupation, if possible, the date and place of his birth, the place from which he immigrated, and the date and the place of his arrival in the United States. And if he entered through a port, the name of the vessel in which he arrived, the time and when and the place and the name of the court where he declared his intention to become a citizen of the United States. And if he is married, he shall state the name of his wife, and if possible, the country of her nativity and her place of residence at the time of filing his petition. And if he has children, the name and date and time of the filing of his petition, provided file his declaration before the passage of this act, and shall not be required to sign the petition in his own handwriting. Now, y'all know good and damn well, none of us did this to become a U.S. citizen. So how are we? Really, how are we? But let's go on. The petition shall set forth that he is not a disbeliever in or opposed to organized government or the member of affiliated with any organization or body of persons teaching disbelief in or opposed to organized government. Polygamous or believer in the practice of polygamy, and that it is his intentions to become a citizen of the United States and to renounce absolutely and forever all allegiance and fidelity to any foreign prince, potentate, state, or sovereignty, particularly by the name of the prince, potentate, estate, or sovereignty of which he, at the time of filing his petition, may be a citizen or subject, and that it is his intention to reside permanently within the United States, and whether or not he has been denied admission as a citizen of the United States, and if denied on grounds of such denial, the court in which the decision was rendered, and that the cause for such denial has been since cured by removing every fact material to his naturalization and required to be proved upon the final hearing of his application. Well, it's 7:33. I'm going to stop it here. Let's have a discussion about this, about all the things you had to do to become a U.S. citizen, which none of us has done. So I'm going to open up the call lines. I'm going to 862-800. Peace to the God. Peace.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, and great. How are you?
Good, good. So my question honestly doesn't really have too much to do with what you just went over. It's more so about one of the webinars that I was in. I was in your Accordance Satisfaction webinar, and I followed everything you said to a T. And I got response back from the company. I'm trying to do Accordance Satisfaction for my car. And they responded saying that they are an indirect lender and they do not need to send me anything else to validate, and they will not honor my request to clear out the loan.
But let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You said you did everything. Did you first do the bona fide dispute? You sent them the third-party debt collector letter?
I did. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, on that third-party debt collector letter, it tells them the laws of which they have to provide, that they got to prove they are your lender.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't do that.
They didn't do that. All they did was send a copy of the contract that I signed.
They didn't do that.
And they said the that they provided are sufficient enough for validation?
No, it's not.
I know
okay.
that.
And the law, and the laws say that on the third party debt collector letter. Now,
mm-hmm.
you only sent that to now send your check that says accord and satisfaction, full settlement of the account. Now, you sent that
yep,
check?
Mm-hmm. They cashed it.
And they cashed it. Good.
Mm-hmm.
You got your green cards?
I do.
Of everything you sent, right?
Mm-hmm. So I have electronic.
So now you need to put in for your suit against them. And it's going to
okay.
be breach of contract and violation of the Fair Debt Collections Act. First
okay.
of all, they never certified it properly, right? That's number
right.
one. Number two, breach of contract, because when you put accord and satisfaction on that check, that was a new contract, and they cashed it, so they agreed. That's what the
mm-hmm.
law tells you. So that's what you need to do. Sue them.
So my question was, because I know when I had asked you, I sent the enforcement letter too. And in there, it says that they basically have 30 days to clear out the account. And I've been sending all of my payments under duress, which they've been cashing.
Absolutely.
So I need to keep, because I only sent it once. I didn't do, I didn't send it three times because they responded
you
quicker than I thought they would.
You don't need to accord and satisfaction three times. You send it one time.
No, I mean to do my administrative process to show that I sent in documentation,
you
like
can,
I gave them.
You can do the enforcement letter three times if you want, but you can go to court with the evidence that you have now. Court cases
oh,
is
okay.
one on a preponderance of evidence.
Okay. Okay, cool. I just wanted to make sure. I'm like, do I have to keep sending it out? Like, I got
to
send it out two more times or
nah,
can I just go to court?
To you need to start suing them now.
And then my
they
last
agreed,
question, so...
They agreed to the
okay.
term.
Yeah. I just, they, so the car is not, I'm the co-signer. The car is actually in my mother's name. So when they addressed it, they keep addressing her. Now, is she going to have to go to court or can I pick
principal.
Up something?
She's the principal.
Yeah.
They're going to do that.
Mm-hmm. But if we end up having to go to court, can I show up?
Of course.
Of her?
You're on the contract.
Okay, good. Because she don't know nothing about this. Like, she,
mm-hmm.
you know, so I'm just like, can I am I going to get myself?
Right. I understand.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
All right. Now, next time,
thank
stay
you.
On subject.
I'm sorry. I just had to get this question in because I'm excited. I'm happy this is working. Like, your
right.
stuff works, even though they say it don't.
That's the rumor, but y'all prove it wrong every time y'all call with y'all's testimonies. They want to stop y'all
call
from
with a testimony.
Mm-hmm. They want to stop y'all from giving those testimonies, telling the people it does work. So if this is a computer calling 111111. Peace.
Hey, Donovan.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, this is Holy Honey. I'm finally on the line with you. So, pretty much I wanted to talk about my process from following your process or the law, pretty much.
Right.
So, I had one
y'all don't
before.
Want to talk about this expatriation act at all, I see.
Oh, I do want to talk about that. I do want to talk about that. What you just read, explains what you got to do to become a U.S. citizen. That's what
yeah.
you read?
Uh-huh. But then it's going to go, as we read on later on this week, it's going to start going into how to expatriate out of the United States. First, it showed you how to get in.
Okay. I think I personally think it's so crazy, and I say every day that I am not a U.S. citizen. I actually got pulled over the other day. I believe I do have my injunction worked because he was trying to give me a hard time and everything, and then he ran my tags and then was like, "Well, yeah, she's valid." So I told him, "I'm like, I'm not a citizen."
Yes, indeed.
But other than that, huh?
I said yes, indeed.
Oh, other than that, can I talk about the process that I was going through?
Go ahead.
I was charged with civil assault and obstruction a while back, and
man, why you beating up people?
That's what they accused me of, but I'm harmless. So I went to court, and then they amended the charges. They amended the charges to now it's, what do you call that? Disorderly conduct,
right?
From the civil assault and resisting arrest. After I done put in all my paperwork, I actually was scared, and I didn't know that it was actually working because I was not letting up. They wanted me to take pleas. They kept harassing me with attorneys talking about, oh, you need this attorney. You got an attorney on here, so you can't say nothing, and this, that, and the third. That's when the judge recused himself, and then they amended the charges. So I was figuring if you could give me some feedback for what can I do for these disorderly conduct charges, because they want me to plead guilty to that.
Okay. Now, disorderly conduct, is that a misdemeanor? What is that?
Those are summary offenses. I guess
okay.
It would be
summary offenses, what is the penalties for doing that?
They said either 90 days in jail or a fine.
For what?
Either a fine or 90 days in jail.
I couldn't hear the first word.
A payment fine.
Oh, you got to pay them?
That's if the judge finds me guilty. But I have...
I wouldn't be guilty to none of that shit. Let me ask you a question. When you got this disorderly conduct, right, there was no warrant or nothing for your arrest that said that you did harm to someone, right?
Well, they amended the civil assault, but no, I didn't have no type of warrant at all to be
okay.
charged.
Do you know you're supposed to have a warrant to come and get you, for them to come
right.
and get you? Now, my whole point is, do they have a witness that said you beat their ass?
So what they saying is that I threatened the officer, and all in their paperwork shows that I did not threaten the officer, even the evidence
my question.
To...
That was a yes or no question. Why do women not answer questions?
I just wanted to cover the basics. No, they don't have a witness.
First answer the question and then elaborate.
Okay. No,
so,
they don't have a witness.
So, anyone got proof and did a complaint saying you whipped their ass?
No.
Right. So, it's hearsay.
Correct.
Do you have any witnesses that was there when this incident so-called happened? Mm-hmm. Get affidavits from your brother or whoever else was there explaining what happened. Those are called affidavits of truth. Make sure they swear upon it, and we'll do it in court, and you'll have no problem winning. It's your word, your brother's word, and other people's words against that officer.
Right. So I was trying to put my counterclaim to get paid as well.
Yes.
So I could do that.
Your counterclaim.
What you say?
I didn't hear you. You can do a counterclaim.
For like a settlement for them violating my rights?
Let me ask you this. Have you did your injunction already?
Yes, I did my injunction.
Okay. Now, did you already had that pay fee schedule inside the injunction? Apply it.
Even with without the non-UCC?
Yes.
Because that's what I'm still trying
yes.
to get the non-UCC.
Yes. You already put in a contract with them when you did your injunction. You did your injunction before this incident happened, right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Well, charge it. Do what you said you were going to do on your injunction. And in your counterclaim, you want to bring the sheriff and the sheriff of that county and the attorney general in. Because they broke their contract. Breach of contract.
Okay, so even with, because I put my injunction in and then I end up getting pulled over. He said he couldn't see my license plate. And then when he was trying to get my information, I really wasn't. I gave him my name, but I didn't have my ID card. So he sent me all these types of charges, and now they claim that I got 4 warrants for my arrest, which I'm not worried because, like I said, I just got pulled over the other
day.
Hold on.
You need to get a consultation, and I need to see your injunction. It don't sound like it's done right.
Okay.
That was not the response you were supposed to get. What?
I thought I would have went to jail with the 4 warrants that they said I had.
That's true. That's true, but you telling me from a stop that they issued 4 warrants. It shouldn't have been issued.
Yeah.
I understand they didn't lock you up, but it's still not working the way it's supposed to.
That's what they sent me in the mail. I don't actually know if I have warrants. They just said, don't you want to respond to your 4 warrants?
Oh, you need to call in and see if they exist.
Okay. So I'm going to apply
don't
my...
Don't let that just sit there.
Right. That's what I wanted to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well.
Keep me abreast, man.
What'd you say?
Keep me in the know. Let me know what's happening with it.
Oh, okay. I will. Thank you so
much.
All
right. No problem. Peace. All right. I'm going to 424-281. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God, man. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, and great. How are you?
Great, bro. How's your family, bro?
Wonderful, wonderful.
Good,
just
good.
Got
how was your trip, man? Yeah, how was that trip, man?
You wasn't on the first part of the show, was you?
Nah.
Yeah, I already answered.
Okay, all right. So get right to the expatriation shit. Man, let's go in.
Oh, shit.
You're dropping that right now. So what I'm saying to you now is what do you have for us? Because, you know, we was doing the whole other thing that you had taught before. Now we're just expatriation now. So can we be expatriated and be stateless?
That's the point of expatriation. But you're
right.
Not going to be
okay.
Stateless.
All right.
You're going back to Morocco. The Moorish Empire.
So we're going back to the Republic then.
You could say that, but nah.
Nah, right, okay.
Because
the
Republic, going back to the Moorish Empire is not the Republic. It's what existed before the Republic. You understand?
Of course.
So we're going back there. We're not going back to the Republic. But for all intents and purposes, they probably going to see us as that way. We're not. We're going back to treaty law.
Right. Facts. That's what we're supposed to go back to. That's the whole original contract. That's the only treaty
that's
still
active. We're heirs to the land.
Right.
Going back home. The only way to get an inheritance is to be named the same name as your ancestors and be an heir.
Right. So the new process you got right now is going to take us out of that. It's going to have us stateless then.
We're gonna,
so, like you said, we're going back to Morocco, but
we're going over the law right now. And we're gonna use those laws. You know me, boy. I use all the laws, all their laws against them.
No, bro, this is why you're still here teaching, and no disrespect, bro, but you dropped so much shit that this is why I see why you're doing the Patreon and everything, because, bro, you can't be on this this public platform. You just shouldn't be too heavy for this shit, and you know that. You've been on that.
Yeah, they've been stopping me for years. I know that.
Mhm. Well, we've been there. It's been a long time, bro. You already know. Been there from day one. So, you know, it's been bro, I'm just grateful that you're still here. And you're still dropping shit. Now, this is another question. That do you see us really getting to this Kaffir account?
I do, and we're gonna be discussing some of that inside the Patreon. There are processes being done right now that are very promising. And, you know, I want to talk about it, but I can't right now. Got to keep it under wraps, definitely come out of here.
No doubt, God. I appreciate you just elaborating, just saying that, because I know, because, bro, this shit, bro, this is, I'm just saying, bro, like, this is why, you know, this forum right here, people just better really respect this, man. They don't really see the magnitude of what's going on and what you're doing, bro. Talk, man, because this shit, I see how you put it all together. Yeah, no doubt, God, because this shit is deep. And I don't know what y'all, no disrespect to nobody out there, but that shit, that fucking injunction go super hard. I don't know what the fuck y'all doing and why y'all getting stopped, because I'm going to tell you like this. No disrespect, Jonah, master teacher, no disrespect. But what I'm seeing, God, is motherfuckers got that injunction in the straw man name. You done. They going to fuck with you. I'm going to tell you that now. That's just from what I'm seeing. I've been had injunction from day one. And listen, bro, we riding around this motherfucker, spy tags, everything, bro. They don't state troopers share. They don't fuck with us, bro.
That's facts, nigga. That's facts.
We on a whole nother level out this bitch in NC. Where y'all at? Yeah, nigga, we out here.
Well, thank you for calling.
We out here. Peace to the guy. Peace to the guy, Jedediah. Peace to the guy, Parcells. Right,
we got time for one more caller. Let's go to 612-286. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God. How you doing, Zoda?
I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, and great. How you doing?
Man, wonderful, magnificent, and great. Blessed by the health and wealth that flows to me quickly and easily and all of you.
Shit.
I was gonna ask you about it. You know, it'd be good, dope if we could hear you talk a little bit more about the, cause I do got a statute of limitations thing where it expired, but I got good standing, and it was fraud that went down. Someone, made fraudulent claims inside the court, and I got the proof of it. So you said that's how you be challenging the statute, overcoming the statute of limitations. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
I'm sorry. Say again.
About overcoming an expired statute of limitations when, like, you know, in an instance where, you know, another party made fraudulent claims to the court on the record, and then I got the proof in the form of a recorded conversation that makes the claims that they made, the later claims they made in court, obviously in conflict with my recorded call. So I got, you know, it's a corporation. I got the proof that they lied to the court to evade the, because I sued them jointly and severally, and the court found for me against the private party, but not against the corporation. So they looked out for their own, looked out for the corporation.
But
I got the proof that the corporate.
What you need to do is write an affidavit and use the recording as an attachment to the affidavit. Basically, the affidavit is going to explain what's in that tape and put it in.
Well, as far as what language do I use to attack the statute of limitation barrier?
When you say statute of limitations, how long has it been?
It's been like 4 years.
It's been 4 years, and the statute of limitations.
I got another scenario that's like. Sorry, say it again.
The statutes of limitation is what time restraints?
I think it's like 3 years, but then again, you know, I'm not sure about when it's fraud. You know, I believe that could be different.
When it's fraud, there is no statute of limitations. And you're trying to say they fraudulently said something. So, like I said, do your affidavit and then say, see attachment recording.
Well, should I put in a document, though, like that the statute of limitations, you know, there's, you know, anything about a statute of limitations?
You're going to say it was fraud. You're going to use the word fraud in your complaint. In your affidavit.
And so if they evaded the judgment, it was
look
in my favor. The private party.
The definition of fraud. What does that?
Yeah. Intentional deception. It's like intentional deception
with.
They
deceive you if you got a recording that says something different?
Well, you know what? I already told them in my initial claim, yo, I got this recording that happened. As soon as I found out what was going on, I called this corporation and said, yo, my key doesn't work for this apartment I'm subletting. And they hit me back and I recorded a conversation. They said, oh, are you such and such apartment and you can't get in, huh? And I said, yeah, I can't get in. I just left an hour ago and suddenly my key doesn't work. The maintenance dude says, well, I know why you can't get in. That's because you don't live there. The person who has the lease asked us to change the lock. So you couldn't come in. And then they went to court, and the office dude for their company went to court and told the judge straight to his face they had no idea the purpose of the lock change request was to exclude anyone from the premises. But I got their maintenance boss telling me the exact opposite a couple days before
that's
that.
That's why I said you got to put it in writing and say they committed fraud.
I already put it in writing in my original claim. And the freaking judge covered it up because it was clearly in my claim. I said, yo, I had
put
this conversation with them.
They dog, huh? Put it back in. Put it back in. And do a motion to be heard on that.
And so they should have gave me, obviously, the award against the corporation and the individual. And so... since the corporation avoided what was already a treble damages, then they use fraud to avoid that treble damages, so that's trebled again, no?
I agree with you. Me personally, I would do a whole new suit bringing that corporation in under the statute of fraud.
Because, you know, where the treble damages total to like $3,400, treble that is going to be, about 11
grand. Ran out of time. Thanks for calling in. Call in Wednesday. Let's discuss some more. Peace. All right, that's our show for today. I hope y'all enjoyed it. We really didn't talk about Patriation Act, but we're going to read more of it Wednesday. Tune in Wednesday, discuss it more. Peace to the gods. We out of here.